Paul?
Neil, I'd like to just go back to your question about how do doctors in a community hospital at a tumor board deal with this complex debate that we're having at this table. And I think there are two parameters here that are hooked together that are important from patient management point of view. You've got a technology and you've got the clinical interpretation based on that technology. And those two things are linked together to result in a decision and an action step for the patient. So from a patient's perspective, what the patient wants to know is, doctor, how sure are you that my test result is correct? And what does correct mean? That's what we're discussing here. And then if you know it's correct, what action step are you taking based on that correctness? And it's very, very important as oncology and the speed of discovery and the innovation in technology, the rate of change is accelerating in the world we're living in. What happened in 30 years with the estrogen receptor assay now happens in 3 years or 2 years or a year. So what you've got is you've got two moving targets. You've got a moving, evolving technology capability, and you've got a moving clinical trial and clinical discovery and intervention technology. And those two things have to be linked together in making the final adjudication for the patient, because otherwise you create the phenomenon of stage migration or classification migration. If a patient comes to me and says, I've got a new test that's come out for testing HER2, and my tumor is not negative, it's positive. And if you look at the published data, Dr. Goss, I could benefit from that treatment if my tumor is positive. But the answer is that within that clinical trial which you are citing, your tumor would not have been positive, therefore this result may not apply to you. It leads to the inadvertent application of a therapy that's been shown to be effective at a time historically where the technology was different. It's a classic stage migration issue. So just because your PSA test is positive doesn't mean you have to act upon that the way we did 5 years ago if you've used a different technology. So what you need to do for the hospital and patient to defend themselves is the hospital has to be clear to the patient how and what state of the art the technology was used to determine the test result and what clinical data are being used to match that result with that technology to make a decision to pull the trigger on yes or no on an expensive and complicated treatment. The way around this in the clinic is to be very clear to the patient how you do that. And the way around it is to look at a current global or massive academic or North American-driven clinical trial that is currently testing patients and enrolling patients on a randomized trial where the test is done in a certain manner and the control arm of the trial is a certain treatment. And then there's investigational arms. If you can look at a patient and say your test is being done by the currently determined method that the trialists of thousands of my colleagues around the world are using to determine HER2 positivity, and in the control arm of that trial, if your test is X or Y, this is what's being given, and that's what the standard is. If you say that to the patient, and then you move the discussion beyond that based on emerging abstracts and other biases that you personally have, that's fine. You've fulfilled your obligation to the patient. But the patient must know that the test and the clinical result from the test fits modern current practice across a broad spectrum of your colleagues.
Tom?
I think an important way to deal with this problem is with communication so that the clinicians, pathologists are in the room together in a tumor board, as you suggest. And you know, the clinicians kind of have to put their noses into it, and the pathologists have to understand what decisions are being made as a result of these assays. And if there's nobody who's working Saturday to process specimens, well, yes, maybe Friday afternoon you shouldn't operate on these patients, or if it's going to be a long weekend because of a holiday. Similarly, clinicians have to understand the problems the pathologist is having, and maybe there is some way they can alter their processes to help them. So I think communication will be very important, and a tumor board is a very good place for this to happen.